This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Vic threw something at me yesterday, or maybe it was 2 days ago now. And I want you guys to confirm something because Vic does not believe it at all, okay? Vic sees me in the hallway. This has been maybe 3 days ago now. And he goes, Grant, you responded to my text like 4 days late.
Yes.
And I was like, no, I didn't. What are you talking about? So we interviewed Brian McClellan like over a week ago.
It was last Friday.
General manager of your Washington Capitals.
Yes, sir.
You gave him up because they were going to Virginia. By the way, they're probably not going to Virginia now.
They're my team.
You got to be fired up about that.
Fired up.
Vic is back.
Back in after the win yesterday, baby.
That was huge. A couple of points.
Huge.
Connor McMichael with the GWG. So anyway, so you texted me during the Brian McClellan interview.
Yeah.
I don't even remember. Do you remember what it was about?
I don't remember. I just asked you a simple yes or no.
I think
about
it was like, you're like, he just said Nicholas Aubé-Kubel is not going to be on the team next year, right?
Right. Or something like that.
And I responded, yes.
You responded, yes, 3 days ago or 3 days after.
So, but this is what's interesting. I responded yes immediately.
No, you didn't.
You didn't get it immediately.
But here's the thing. I've gotten text messages from four or five other people during the weekend. No problems with my phone.
Right.
But for some reason, Grant wants to wait 3 days later to send me a simple, yeah.
I'm not really a 3 days later respond guy. I've got a track record of being a prompt response guy.
Well, this was not your day, guy.
It was not. I just want you to know that I did respond immediately. I don't know what happened. I'm not blaming your phone. Seems like you think I'm blaming your phone. It might be my phone. I went from a Droid, which is superior, to an iPhone, which is not. I now have an iPhone. Maybe it's an iPhone thing. I don't know. We're also in a studio where the signal's not always great. You know this. Sit in here and try to get texts and calls out.
Fair point.
Something weird could have happened.
Once you leave the studio, which I assume you left the studio in that three-day gap.
I did.
And your service will probably be back to 100%.
You would think so.
To that 5G.
I think something weird happened where, like, I text you back. I go down to the parking garage. I'm in some kind of weird mode. My phone stops, like, functioning normally. And then a bunch of days go by, and my phone's like, oh, we haven't sent this to Vic still? What the hell's going on here?
Right.
And so it just sends it to you. And Vic, like, he's like, I just got your text back. I'm like, what are you talking about? But the part that made me look so terrible. So this, I will admit, is so, like, as soon I couldn't even get it out without saying, like, I'm now guilty. I will do 30 years for not having committed this murder because this sounds like I committed the murder when I say it.
Right.
Okay. I said to you, Vic, I go, or you said, let me see your text.
Yes.
Because Vic shows me his text, and clearly the text came in like 4 days after he sent the text to me. And you know what I said to Vic when he asked to see my texts? Harrison Ryan knows where this is going. I said, and I quote, oh, I don't have it. I delete all my texts.
Oh.
And Vic's like, oh, I'm sure. That seems like something you would do. But the reason I bring you in is because I want Darius and Ryan to attest to this. I am a text deleter. I'm a minimalist. I'm the kind of guy that if I lived on my own without kids or a wife, my house would be like one of those plastic chairs that you get like outside at Walmart that I would like sit in front of a TV with. Nothing on the walls. I would never paint anything. I would have 7 shirts that say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I nothing in my fridge ever. I would never open it. I delete all emails. Right now, this moment, look at my inbox, Victor. I'm up to 5 because I just got 3 new ones at 444, 457, and 5. I haven't been able to take care of them.
So essentially, you're the anti-Chris Russell, where he has about 900 tabs and about 700,000 emails.
I can't do that.
But you delete everything.
Look at my phone right now.
So how do you reference anything?
Zero texts. Now, right now, I've got these. I got to clear these out. These little numbers on my Gmail tells me I got a notification on Instagram at Grant H. Paulson, on X at Grant H. Paulson. I got to get in there. I got to sift through those. I have a disorder. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's OCD. I can't see email or text, so I just delete it all. I zero it out, zero out my inbox every day.
Yeah, but it, you can open that up, and then it just the numbers will go away once you open it.
I agree, but like I on my texts, if you look, one scroll to the bottom, basically, I don't keep all my texts.
So now I know in future reference, when I'm texting you, it's possible in an hour, you're just going to delete that thread.
No, it's not possible. It's 1,000%.
Okay, got it.
The second after we're done texting.
Because I think that's the big issue, is you deleting your threats.
Look, here's Vic Ferreira. We've never texted.
I don't understand.
Let me find it. Daris Dameron. Have I ever texted Daris? Worked with him for 3 years. Good buddy of mine. Oh, we did text this morning at 10:52 a.m. The first text we ever sent together. This will be deleted by the end of the night. When I put my head on my pillow every night, I'm deleting all the texts.
So you're not big-timing me?
No.
That's because in the end,
do that
the moral of the story is I think you're big-timing me.
Daris, Ryan, do you think I waited 4 days and then just responded, yep? Because that is the worst thing you can do to someone, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think there's any chance that you did that. It doesn't make any sense to wait that long to respond to someone. You've waited maybe like an hour, a couple hours to respond to something. 3 days is excessive. That doesn't seem like Grant Paulson.
And just a one-word answer after 3 days? I mean, what a disrespectful...
That's why I thought you were big-timing me with the one-word answer.
Now, Vic, just to make sure this checks out, this is my text thread with Grant, because I don't delete text. So you see it's...
Is there more than just today?
There's more than just today. Right. So, yeah.
So checks out. Texts. Rhino, what do you think? Am I guilty or innocent?
No, he's innocent. And I had a long discussion with Vic about this the other day in person when he was really investigating this. And he was like,
oh, you guys have already been talking about this.
So he was like, hey, does Grant erase his messages? And I was like, he does. This is something that he has always done.
You've been getting to the bottom of this behind my back?
Yeah, I've been doing some investigation.
So what are your people, your investigators that you hired, what are they coming back and telling you?
Well, initially I thought you were guilty. But, you know, after listening to some of these testimonies, it appears that you are innocent.
Let's go. No time.
But I think your way of life of texting is terrible.
I agree
awful.
With you. If I could fix it, I'm not doing a bit. If I could fix it, I would do it.
You can. Here's how you fix it. Yeah, don't delete it. That's it. That's how you fix it.
I need to.
I have text messages from people from 2011. That's how far back
That's
I have.
That's outrageous.
But yeah, but the thing is, I like to go back and look. Like,
let me
who is
see
this?
What
who
my
is this?
Oldest text is.
Go down memory lane.
I will say I keep texts with sillies. No disrespect to Vic, but like.
Big time.
If I'm texting like GMs, coaches, something like that.
Right.
Because here's why. I want to remember stuff that they've said. So like going back.
So
well,
you don't need to remember
I'm
what
not
I
gonna
said.
Say the name.
Got it.
But like look at the name on the bottom there.
Oh, okay. I see that.
You know
yeah.
that guy?
I know that guy.
Yeah. That's the now also that's from this football season. That's from the fall. So I have deleted everything from before there. But that's kind of how I do it.
I'm surprised you don't delete that, you know, just in case someone's, you know, little leaks that come out.
Probably need to delete that
yeah,
one.
Yeah. I would delete that.
I think at this point that one can be deleted.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. Victor, thank you, and have a great call tonight.
Thank you. I have a great call.
I'm looking forward to Nats baseball on the fan at 6 p.m.
On the flagship for Nationals baseball.
Your flagship home for Nationals baseball, 106.7 The Fan. Vic, thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you. Just like that, innocent until proven guilty. I did, as soon as I said, though, I had that moment where I went, oh, God, he's never going to believe me. When he's like, here's the text. Let me see yours. Let me see when you sent it. I was like, I can't show it to you. It's like, what do you mean you can't show it to me? I deleted it. Quite literally like telling your professor, I can't show you my work. Why not? Well, I didn't write it down. But you did it. You didn't just like punch the numbers into a calculator. No, I did it. I just didn't write it down. It's on a napkin at the restaurant.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.